Life loves to throw us curveballs, and it doesn't make any exception for who you are, what you are, anywhere else in between. So I am, of course, the deputy of Movie Deputy Reviews, bringing you another interrogation of a very unusual movie. I mean, this movie came out before I even started Movie Deputy, but through the chronological events of the last years and the more movies that have come out like this, even when this first came out, I'm just going, what in the world are these things? And is this gonna appeal to anybody besides preschool kids? And I have to admit that I was surprisingly impressed at the broad audience that a story such as this would get the attention of. And you might be wondering why I bring it up like that. Well, because this is one of those movies that you just have to wonder what they were thinking when they drew these things. It's like they look like little yellow capsules, like little pills with eyes on them. Some have one eye, some have two eyes. I still haven't figured that out yet, but I'm sure you've probably already figured out that I am talking about minions. Now, what is a minion? Now, that is hard to explain. It is basically this creature type thing that talks in nonsense, except for a few words, including banana. That's just, it's silly. But their whole goal in life is to help villains, specifically this one particular villain named Gru. Now, what is so special about Gru? Well, that's something that we learn over time. That's like the first Despicable Me came out in 2010. And with Despicable Me, the score I gave it, I'm going to just tell you right up front, I actually gave this movie a 6 out of 10 on the deputy scale. And of course, it's innocent. I mean, this movie is, yeah, there's absolutely nothing inappropriate in this movie. I mean, some unusual off-color humor, but nothing to the point of being even risque in the least, like nothing even close. And the entire comedic element are these minions. Now, they're so cute, they're ugly, if that makes sense. And just kind of a really unusual fashion. It's like you wonder what they were thinking. Like I said, some of them have one, some have two. Some of them are a bit more intelligent than other ones, and it's just, you're like, okay, what is this supposed to represent? But we've been able to figure that out over the course of movies. I think there's like 6 or 7 out now, especially with the one that Reed that came out a few months ago. And so I thought I should probably do these in order of when they came out. So I hope you're ready for this. I'm jumping in with both feet and just going from there. But here is the original review that was on Movie Deputy from the original Despicable Me in 2010. Gru is despicable and a villain, at least in his mind. He's been in the game a long time and hasn't really made an impact that he had dreamt that he would. And he's been trying to gain his mother's approval since he was a boy. And now, with a new breed of villains on the horizon, younger and a bit better at it than Gru, he will have to do something that he has never done before to prove he's the best. With the help of his faithful little minions, he will steal the moon. Yeah, but he's gonna need some help. His idea is simple. He's going to adopt three little girls that he could get into places he couldn't before. Using them, he will get what he's always wanted, or will he? We see the relationship between him and the girl start to get in the way of the mission at hand, to be despicable or be good for the first time in his life. Will he be able to stay the course and steal the moon and become the greatest supervillain of all time? Will he finally gain his mother's approval? Well, I guess you're gonna have to find out for yourself. The comedic elements between Gru, the minions, and the girls are very fun to watch, and it's fun to watch it develop throughout. It has its heartfelt moments, and it is certainly fun as an overall experience. Yeah, and surprisingly, you I can't talk, that you'll likely enjoy, even if you're not considered a kid, but kids will love it, that's for sure. And honestly, the more that I've seen these movies, it's truly for kids of all ages, because I think we all still have a little bit of that goofiness and merriment and everything inside of us. And I have noticed a couple typos that I had in the original review on that on the website. And that's embarrassing, because I'm sitting there reading along and I'm catching myself going, bleh, bleh, that's all, folks. But that's just part of it. So if you've never seen these movies, this one is a good one to start with. It kind of helps you understand the nonsense. You've got to be able to appreciate nonsense type humor, like the stuff that is just, that is so stupid, it's funny, that it's so ugly, it's cute. It's just that kind of humor that just is really over the top. If that is not something that appeals to you, this probably wouldn't be a movie for you. But if you are a kid at heart, then you will definitely find something in here to enjoy. So I will be back tomorrow with the next in the series. So bear with me, and I'll be back soon. Bye-bye.